On today's date in 1934, on a radio broadcast from Moscow, the orchestral suite Prokofiev culled from his film score to Lieutenant Kesia received its first performance. The original movie recounted the efforts of 18th-century Russian bureaucrats to invent a suitably impressive life and death for a non-existent Russian soldier whose unusual name, actually a typographical error on a list of real soldiers' names, caught the attention of the Tsar. If the fictional Russian bureaucrats in Lieutenant Kesia were terrified lest they displease the Tsar, real-life composers living in the Soviet Union of the 1930s were desperately anxious to keep on the good side of their ruler, the dictator Joseph Stalin. It was, to put it mildly, a matter of life and death. For Stalin's 60th birthday, which fell on December 21st, 1939, Prokofiev composed a choral tribute entitled Zdravitsa, which translates as a congratulatory toast. It too was broadcast on today's date, this time booming over speakers throughout Moscow's squares and side streets. Prokofiev's son, Oleg, recalls running home through the swirling snow, eager to tell the big news. Daddy, they're playing you outside. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.